So Proclus ben Pluspus, one guy, Steve ben Steve, Proclus ben Pluspus, Esro begamliel biaku. He asked a question to a Gamliel that was an Aku, Sheirechetz bemerchatz shel Aphroditi, that Rabbi Gamliel was taking a bath in this bathhouse of Aphroditi. So Proclus there, this guy had a question on Rabbi Gamliel. How in the world could you go in and use this bathhouse? I have a question on you. Omalei, so Proclus said to Gamliel, Kostev Saraskim, listen, it says in your Torah, it says, Lo yidvak biyot chamumim min acherim. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment at all from an avodah zarah. You can't have enjoyment. So if so, mifnei ma'at roiches b'merchatz shel Aphroditi. How come you're found now taking a nice bath in this bathhouse belonging to the avodah zarah Aphroditi? And must probably had a statue inside also, that if you had the avodah zarah right near the bathhouse. So if so, he asked the question, this bathhouse should be also b'ano. So how could you be inside the bathhouse? That's what he asked him in the bath itself. And then Leo was washing himself or in the bath, he asked him this question. So Malloy, the first thing was when Leo said back to listen, Ein Meshivim Amechas. So the Havamin, the Gemara is, he said this in the base of Amechas. Right now he said this to him, which the Gemara asked him for a question, how could you say it in the base of Amechas? This is also Torah. And you're not allowed to say Torah in the base of Amechas itself. So far it's Mashma that he said it right now, he answered back to him and said, Oh Malloy, Ein Meshivim Amechas. Listen, I'm not allowed to talk Torah here right now. I cannot answer you. Now let's wait until I leave. So okay, the guy Proclus waited. Hukashiyasa, when the Gamliel exited, left. Oh Malloy, now he listened back to listen. Ani loy bossi bigvulo. I did not come into the gvul, into the boundary of the avodah zarah, but rather he bo bigvuli. If the avodah zarah came into my boundary. In other words, the Beit HaMerchatz was there first. This was a real old and ancient Beit HaMedrash, Beit HaMerchatz being used for hundreds of years already. And all of a sudden, 10 years ago, some guy came and put their Avodah Zarah right next to it. And so, since the main thing is the Merchatz, it does not become Asa Bano. And therefore he said, Ein Eimer, we do not say, Nasa Merchatz, no Yilatuditi. I do not say now that the Merchatz is making the Avodah Zarah beautiful, and maybe then it would be also bano, like if this would have been ornaments, would have been like jewelry, to make the avodah zarah nicer, then it would be also bano, but it's not true. Ella, rather I say, nas aphroditi noy lemerchatz. Like the main thing that was here first was this base merchatz. That's what's here first. The goyim now wanted to beautify this base merchatz. So they brought in their avodah zarah inside the base merchatz. Therefore it does not make the base merchatz also bano. Therefore, I'm still allowed to have enjoyment from the Beis HaMerchatz. Because I'm not worshipping the Avodah Zarah. It's not the pshat that you take a bath here, that's the way the goyim worship the Avodah Zarah. If by taking a bath would be worshipping it, that would be also. He did not worship. The question was, though, it's like a tafel, it's like jewelry to the Avodah Zarah, it should become also b'hano. And then he answered, no, it's not jewelry to the Avodah Zarah, but just the opposite. The Avodah Zarah becomes jewelry to the Beis HaMerchatz. So Beis HaMerchatz remains the way it was before, it's still Mutar B'Hano. That was one answer that the Gamliel answered. Rashi is my B'loi Kulamenu Shtei Gozeles as a Rabbin. You can't go and steal, take things away from the Rabbin. You're right. Rashi learned two different answers here. But Rashi is saying there are two different answers. The first answer is, Ani Le Bosa B'Gvulo, He Bo B'Gvulo, that's one answer by itself, you're right. That's an answer by itself. That since we're here first, you have no right now to come and steal or take it away from us. So you cannot make us the bano what belongs to us. That's one reason, right? And then Rashi says, "V'yoychu v'acheres nanoimir nas the merchatz no abdutim the merchatz lav dove noihu el nas abdutri no lemes." Just the opposite. The avodah zarah is coming to beautify the merchatz. Nimsa she mishtameshes v'tfela v'wika. That the main thing is the merchatz. And the avodah zarah is only a tefillah, the secondary, which is coming to make the merchatz look nice. So therefore, it does not make the base of merchatz also b'hano. Another reason he said was like this: Im noistin l'chom moment harbi. The Gamliel said to this guy, Proclus, listen: if I give you hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, iyata nichnas la'avoris kechovim shelachorim, would you go into your church undressed. Oh, Balkari, or else be a Balkari there. Or else, so Mashtim Afaneh, would you be Mata, let out war urine there in front of your Avodah Zarah? Would you do that? No. So here you're doing it. Zoo, over here, this Avodah Zarah in the Beis Samarkat, or Medes Apiyaviv, is standing right before a big hole there. And everybody urinated inside this hole. If so, the Pasuk only says, El Eloheihem. You're not supposed to worship or have Hanoah from their Avodah Zarah. That means, Eshenoyig Boi Mishum Laha. Only sometimes the Goyim act as if it's an Avodah Zarah, as if it's their God. Then it becomes also Banu, also it's also for us to have any enjoyment from an Avodah Zarah. But as Eshenoyig Boi Mishum Laha, sometimes that the Goyim themselves do not act respectful. They act like they're in the Beis HaKisei, so then Mutter, they themselves are showing that this statue is not there to worship, but rather only, like I said before, this statue is only there more or less to make the Beis HaMelech, the Beis HaKisei, look nicer, but not that it itself is made to worship. Therefore, the Avodah Zarah is not also Banor, and therefore the Beis HaMelech also remains Mutter Banor. According to the second shot, even the Avodah Zarah maybe would not be also Banor, because it wasn't put there to worship it. It was put there only just to make it, to beautify, to put a nice picture in the Beis HaKisei. But you know that picture is not there to worship it, it's only there to make the Beis HaKisei, the Beis HaMelech, look nice. Right, so now, in the Gemara lesson. Let's see Gemara. Gemara says, first the Gemara's question, the Heichi Yovid Hochi, how could Yovid Gamliel? So how do we mean there is that the first statement that he returned was Ein Mashivim Bemerchas. I'm not allowed to answer you. So that's halacha, that's Torah. You're telling the guy Torah in the Beis HaMerchas. So Kashu was, Heichi Yovid Hochi, how could Gamliel answer him back those first few words in the Beis HaMerchas itself? Aviyom Rabba Barbakona, Om Rav Yechnan, Bechol Moko Muta Lahara. Any place you're allowed to talk in learning and even think about learning. Cook the Beis HaMerchas, but not inside the Beis HaMerchas. Or the Beis HaKisei, not inside the Beis HaKisei. And especially the inside room where people are undressed there, you're not supposed to talk and learn. You can't say Divrei Torah there. So this was called Divrei Torah to tell him that Ein Mashivin the Berchat. That's also Torah. But the Mar Vechitei, maybe you tell me, Balash and Chalom, every Gamil told him in English. Told him, don't ask me now. He said in English, no, Vorm Abaye, Abaye says, listen, Dvorm Shachol, if you're talking stam business, Dvorm Shachol, Mutu Lerim Blashna Kurdish. You're allowed to talk business in the Beis HaMerchas, even in Hebrew, even in Lashna Kurdish. But Dvorm Shachodish, you're telling over Halacha, something about Torah, then also Lerim Blashna Kurdish, even in English, you cannot say it in the Beis HaMerchas. So the question is, how could the Gamil tell him this statement in the Beis HaMerchas? Certain times, Chazal Gemara says, it was read to another Jew, and is doing an Issa, so he answered, Lafusha mi Surashani. You're allowed to stop someone from doing an Avera in the Beis HaKisei. You're allowed to tell him to stop doing it. But here he wasn't stopping anybody from an Avera. He was only trying to answer a question. So to answer the question, he should have waited until he left the Beis HaKisei completely. Gemara says, yes, the statement, what happened was, Tana learned like this. Tana is going on this Gemara now. Tana was learned, Kesha Yotza Amaloi, Enechanami. When Gamliel was in the Beis HaMerchas, he kept his mouth quiet. He didn't answer him a word. When he left the Beis HaMerchas, that's when he answered him back and he said, listen, a Meshiv HaMerchas, you should know, the reason why I didn't answer you before is not because I don't have an answer, it's because inside the Beis HaMerchas, like, well, I'm not allowed to answer you. Now that we're outside, now I'll give you an answer. Omer Abchama, Rav Yosef, that's what he says, Pirush Rashbam, Kishayotza, when he left, very good. He explained himself. The reason why I didn't answer you before was not because I was stuttering, I have none to answer you. I have what to answer. Just there I'm not allowed to answer you. Here outside, now I can answer you. He answered him a stolen answer, meaning the answer was not a good answer. That's Rabbi Yosha holds. But Rabbi Yosha takes him to that guy. But Bani Yoyma, Rabbi Chom holds, no, ain't a genuva, it's not a stolen answer, it's a good answer. Now, what's the Shaila? My genuva, what should be wrong with the answer? The Kama lawyer, Gamliel answered him, Zuay medes api aviv. Let's see, the Yorkashi now, Yosha. That he said, what did Gamliel say? That here, this Avodah Zarah was upon the pit, The cholada mishtanu mefuneh, and everybody used it for basic kisei. They urinated there in the pit. The chimashtu mefuneh, so that was his answer. That's not an avodah zarah. So Rav Yishai had a question. The chimashtu mefuneh mehevi. So what did the goyim urinate in front of their avodah zarah? The yama rova par. What was the avodah zarah par? Yechiyah, that should be a proof. Shemeforim lefuneh b'chol yom. Used to make extreme from there, the soya, the backside used to let out in front of the Avodah Zarah. The Yenei bottle, and it's not bottle, it's called an Avodah Zarah. So see, Goyim could worship it that way. So what are you telling me? The fact that urinated in front of the Avodah Zarah means it's not an Avodah Zarah. So that was a Vaishya's question. Vaniyam Osunsi, or Vachon answers back, Vaniyam I say, Ainu Gnuva, no, it's not a stolen answer, it's a good answer. Zu Avodah Bekach, true, by Balfour, that was the way, that was the normal manner to worship. So okay, if they worship it that way, that's called an Avodah Zarah. But the zoo of the Ein Avodah Zarah, this statue they put there was not the derech to worship it that way. If this statue was any other place, then they don't urinate in front of it. It's only here because it's in the Beit Americas. That's the proof that here, this one was not made to worship. Amar Rabbi Abaye says, Gnubosam Yocha. The reason why it's not a good answer is for this reason. The Kamalei, Ani Lebosam Gula did not come into its boundary. The Baba Gvul, it came into my boundaries. Question is, V'chi Baba Gvul Amayavi, so what? The Yotnan we learned, Avodah Kachavim Sheesh Lo Merchatz, of Avodah Zarah, church that has a bathhouse to it, Oy Gino, or else if it has a garden, so Nenimahem, you're allowed to have enjoyment through Medirayis Mutabano, but Shlai the Toiva, only if you do not recognize them, you do not give them Yashkech a thank you for it. By giving them a thank you, you're making them feel good, that's like making them worship their Avodah Zarah Mua. You can't have enjoyment if you go and thank them. So therefore, when on Gamliel went into the base of America here, Ein Lachot Tayyib Gzayla Mizu, if the Goyim saw that the Holy of Gamliel came into our base of America, that's going to make them feel good. That's the biggest thank you can give them. So it was also in the Rabbanan for the Gamliel to come in here. That was the question. But the Yemer, Rechama says no. Ein Gnuva, Ein Gnuva, Shalai B'Temesh on Gamliel, Kitayba Tacherim Dami. The question was, no, he answered this, what do you have to answer such a big long terrorist for? You just should have said it, you're allowed to. So he answered back, no, he himself is not allowed to, he answered. Because if Gamliel would come in there, since Gamliel is an open choshev, him coming in is like saying thank you to them. Therefore, Gamliel himself really would be also to come into the Beit HaMerchat if it would have been made for the base of Avodah Zarah. The answer had to be, no, it was not made for the base of Avodah Zarah. The base of Americas was here first. And later on, they only put the Avodah Zarah there to make it look nice.
Yes, so we got Mendalada on the base. From two lines up from the big line. Again, Amar Abaye said, Yunuvasam Yehacham. This was the problem about the answer that the Gamliel said. So the Abbotor of Oshia said his answer was a gnuva, a stolen answer, wasn't a sufficient answer. And Rav Chama answers it and says, no, it's good. So Mahocha, Dikam Alei Ani Lai Basta Begvula, and Gamliel says, the Merchat did not come into the boundary of the Avodah Zarah, but rather he bore Begvuli, the base of Merchat was there first, and later they put the Avodah Zarah there. Therefore the Merchat is not also Bano. So he said, it's not a good answer. Even if you want to tell me first they have the Avodah Zarah there, and now they made the base of America, the bathhouse, in the boundaries of the Avodah Zarah, my having so what? You are tonight, we'll have the Gemara later on. Avodah Kechavim Sheesh Tomechet. They have a base of Avodah Zarah. They have the real Avodah Zarah there, and next to it they build the base of America. Oigina, or else there's a garden, a beautiful garden next to the Avodah Zarah. Allah is Nenem Mehem Shlei B'Toyva. That really it's mutabano, there's no Yisr Hanoah to Hegdish, there's no Vasul, there's no Din Hegdish by Avodah Zarah. Only the Avodah Zarah itself is also Bano, not the things next to it. But Shalai B'Toyva, meaning that you're not supposed to give them a thank you for it. You shouldn't give them Hanoah, don't speak out and give them enjoyment. But the Yain, Shalai B'Toyva, then it's Mutta. If you do not give them a thank you. But the Yain, then it's Mutta. But you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMerchat or into the Gino if you have to thank them. By thanking them, you're making them feel good, that's awesome. So, the question over here was, Rabbi Gamliel, even if you want to say that Avodah Zarah was there first, still it's mutter to go into the Beis HaMerchat. as long as he does not give them a thank you. So where it says no, Rani Yomer, Bchamis says no, that the Gamliel had to give this for an answer first, that the Beit HaMerkatz was there first, and that Avodah Zarah came second. Because otherwise, Rani Yomer, any Gnuva, it's a good terrace. Shaloi B'terish from Gamliel, the type of Tacherim Domi. Because when Gamliel goes into the Beit HaMerkatz, even though he does not say thank you to them, they have so much COVID that an Adam Gadol came into the Beit HaMerkatz, that's considered Ketoy V'domi, as if you're giving them a thank you. Therefore, the only hetzer from Gamliel to go into the Beit HaMerkatz was the fact that the Beit HaMerkatz was there first, and the Avodah Zarah came second, therefore it's not even also Ketoy. This was the problem on the Yinsa. The Kama lawyer, Gamliel, answered the guy and said, Zuhai medis al biv, that this Avodah Zarah here in the Beit HaMerkatz is standing mamash al biv by the pit, the Chalodim Mishtanim of Funahil. And all the Goyim are urinating in front of the Avodah Zarah. So he said, that's a proof, it's not an Avodah Zarah. So more is the question, the answer the question was, so what? The Chi Mishtanim of Funahil. Even if the Goyim now go and urinate in front of the Avodah Zarah, my heaven, so what? It happened to me, it was, if I said it was an Avodah Zarah, they did worship at one time this statue. So it has a loss of an Avodah Zarah. What are you telling me? Since now they urinate, that's like a bittul. That I dream about the Avodah Zarah. Is that it's not true? Yotznan, we learned. Rokko from the hill. Let's say a guy just spits in front of his Avodah Zarah. Or else Tishtim from the hill. He urinates in front of the Avodah Zarah. Or else Gilra. He drags it along the ground. The Zarah Gaboyas HaTsoya. He throws soya on the Avodah Zarah. The law is, I raise the rain of the Taylor. That's not called a bittul. You do not remove the Suri Hano. Only if you go and break it. You have to do an action to the Avodah Zarah itself. You have to break it into pieces. But just doing Dvorim Gnus, Lefneho, it is no bittul. Here, what do I care for Goyim? Well, you urinated in front of the Avodah Zarah. So what? That's not a bittul to the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, in the real answer was not a good answer. Vani Yomer, the Chumash says no, it's a good answer. Vani Yomer, ain't a Genuva. There's nothing wrong with this answer. Hosam Lefri Shosa. Who? I'll tell you over there, the pshat is the guy one day works up and does these things, he urinates, he spits. I'll tell you, there the pshat is, Rostachalor. Today he got angry at his Avodah Zarah. But for the Nefayis law. But tomorrow he's going to calm down and he'll still worship it. So therefore, doing these things once or twice, we do not see he really means to be Mavato, the Avodah Zarah. But Hoch over here, called Shosa Vishosa, Vizilusa Kaima. But over here, that was the meaning that Mamish, they put the Avodah Zarah by the Beis HaShit, by the Beis HaMashkin, by the place where he's supposed to urinate, that's where they put the Avodah Zarah. So it was a permanent Avodah to do this in front of it, for sure here, it's a Bittul. That was a Gamliel's answer. That for sure here, they're already Mavato, this Avodah Zarah. Rabba bar Ula Omar Gnuvasam Yacha. This was the question on his answer. To Kamala, he said back, Ein Oyrim Nasa Merchatz Noi Liapruditi. We do not say that this Merchatz is coming to beautify the Avodah Zarah itself, because you do not beautify an Avodah Zarah with the Merchatz, with the bathhouse. El rather, here the Pshat was, Nasa Apruditi Noi La Merchatz. The Pshat was that there was a Merchatz, a bathhouse, and they wanted to put to beautify the Merchatz. Therefore, they put the statue there, but not for the purpose to worship it, but only for the purpose to make the Merchatz look nice. So therefore, it's mutter to go into the Beit HaMerkatz. So the question was, Vichy Omar, Nasa Merchatz Aphroditi, Noi, even if you want to say no, that the base of the Avodah Zarah was the Ikka, and the Merchatz now is coming to beautify the Avodah Zarah, my heavy, so what? Still the Merchatz would be mutter d'anor. The Yotani would not like this. Hoimer, why is there Avodah Zarah? Somebody sees an Avodah Zarah there, and he says his house should be to the Avodah Zarah. Or else, place there the Avodah Zarah. I want my cup now to be for the Avodah Zarah. The law is, lo yom aklum, he said nothing. Whether a Jew says this, whether a guy says this, this alone means nothing. Shein hegdish the Avodah Zarah. There's no din hegdish to an Avodah Zarah. Why hegdish? You would say, harezu hegdish. His law is chal hegdish on the coast. It's called Hegdish on the house. Amir Eliakim Speaking out, you want to give something to Hegdish, that's a Kinyan, it belongs to Hegdish. But the Avodah Zarah, there's no such halacha. You could spend pay till tomorrow. You want this house to be for the Avodah Zarah, it means nothing. It's only a halacha of Takruvos. Once you worship the Avodah Zarah with this kais, then the kais becomes also banor. There's either one or two halachas. Either you worship the kais itself, you make the house itself an Avodah Zarah, then it becomes also banor. Or else Takruvos. If you're makrovich, you bring this for a korban, you serve the Avodah Zarah with your kais, it also becomes also banor. But just to say this kais should belong to the Avodah Zarah means nothing. So here, there was first, even if you want to say first was there, the Avodah Zarah. And then they build this beautiful merkat to beautify the Avodah Zarah. So what? The merkat is not serving the Avodah Zarah, so still it should be mutar banor. What do you have to come out the answers for?
It could be a difference.
Rami Yomer, I'll answer back and say, "Ain't a genuva." No, it was a good answer. Me, this is surai le misusra. True, it does not become asabano. Even if you tell me the main thing here was the Avodah Zarah, and they made now a base of America to beautify the Avodah Zarah. So you're telling me now that the America does not become asabano. True, but no, you miurika. But I call upon him, you are beautifying the Avodah Zarah, and that's not nice to do. Rashi learns. There's an issur not to make it look nice. Even if you tell me the merchah does not become asa banor, just the fact you're giving it over to the Avodah Zarah doesn't put any issur on it, but there's still a separate issur. Not nice to make noise to beautify an Avodah Zarah. So if the merchah was to beautify it, whatever that means, then by you using it, you're also acting as you beautify the Avodah Zarah, that would be also. Not because the Yisr Hano, but there's a new Yisr, not to go to beautify an Avodah Zarah. That's what we're going to have to answer back and say, that the main thing here, the Ikka was the base America, that was the Ikka, and they only put the statue to make the base America look nice. So there's no Yisr beautifying base America. Therefore it was mutter for him to take this bit.
I don't understand how they allow this.
Mishnah says, Hanochrim.